The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shimshon Beanstock and family, in memory of Nechama Bas Kalev Klein Aleha Shalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for her neshama.
Gittin Daf Mem Beis. We started discussing in the previous shir the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan, Shmuel, and Ameimar. What is the exact relationship between the two parts of an eved? Namely, the chelik of the iser shavoy, the fact that an eved tolui in his being an eved or his being freed, his shichru, and his becoming a yid is his status as a yid, is a veter, is he mutter bebas choyim, does he have all the dinim of Yisrael, and so on. And the ikud avdus, which is the kinyamomen shavoy, mafker avdoi, yotzel lecherus, mafker avdoi. He still needs to get shichur because the hefker works on the moment, but the shtashur is what's necessary. That's the vehicle for creating the hafka of the iser, of the iser v'heter of the eved, or ameima, that the two are tied up. You need to get rid of both, but avivait at kama, that the eved is not his as a kinyan moment because he was already mafker, then you can't be mishachra. Why? Because you don't have the vehicle of being able to. He has a din of an eved, but he's not your eved. Similarly, you can't relate to be able to give him a get shechur. As an addition to this discussion, we'll bring up a fundamental point that the Ktzois makes. The Ktzois is in Simen Reish, Sivkot and Hay. He discusses, he alludes to it in Adam Lum in several places, but that's the main discussion. The Ktzois says that we find the whole Maseches Gittin is full of the fact that a get has to be written with certain qualities, has to be written lishma, has to be given, has to be written exactly with the rotzen of the Baal. Dinim that we find that are unique to the shtar get and shtar shichru, because shtar shichru is learned out lola miyisho, and we don't find these halachas by shtar kinyin. Who could sign, how it has to be written, how it has to be delivered, how it's given over, the krisus shabai, all these dinim we don't find by a shtar hakno. According to Shmuel the Mafker of the Yotzei Lecherus, it turns out that once the Odoin is Meshachar the Eved, he lets go of the Eved, he gives the Eved himself as far as per the Kinyan moment is concerned, the Halachas is Yotzei Lecherus, so why do we have all over the Masechta that the Dinim of Gita Yisho are related to the Dinim of Shtar Shichur? Anytime a Get Yisho will be possible, or Shtar Shichur will be possible, Tefik Lei Midin Din Hashtar Hakno of Momoin, that if the Odin gives the Eved a Shtar Hakno, is Makna, the same way I can be Makna to somebody else a Get, I can be Makna to somebody else an Eved. If I want to take my Eved belongs to me, I want to give him as a present to somebody else, I want to deed him to somebody else, I got a Shtar Hakno, Karka is Nikna Bishtar. So why can't that be true on being makna to the Eved? Hare, the hafka of the din moment takes with it the din of the Isvater. At least according to Shmuel, the mafka of the Yotzei Lecherus. It's obviously not the case, because the Mishnayis and the Brises are full of dinim that are a necessity in Shtar Shichur, like by a get. Obviously we don't say that a Shtar Shichur takes with it the Isvater. Says the Ktzois postulates a fundamental concept, that since we find that by an Eved, that the Klal is, the Suvis in the first parak of Gittin, then Yad Eved Kiyad Raboy, if it's true that Yad Eved Kiyad Raboy, then by definition an Eved Kishal Atzmi has no Yad to Mekabal Ashtar. The fundamental concept of getting the Shtar is based on Ruven being Makhnet to Shimon Ashtar, being Ruven being Makhnet to Shimon Ashtar, he's Kainet Ashtar, he's Kainet Eved, he's Kainet the Eved that he got from somebody else. L'choira, the Ketzoy says, the Eved can be kind himself. Says the Ktzois, no. The Eved can't be kind himself because when he gets the Shtar, Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi, so he's not getting it. So it has a word. So the Gemara says that the reason why an Eved can be Mekabel Shtar Shichrur is because Gitiv Yodin Boin Kachas. Gitiv Yodin Boin Kachas is not a vehicle that plays itself out in Dinim Ovnis. If I want to be Makne, somebody, he gives an example, if I want to be Makne somebody a house, so L'choira, the way to be makna in the house is by deeding him the house with a shtar. Where do I give the shtar? I can either give the shtar to him physically, he can have it in his hand, or I can put it in his rishus. So what happens, let's say I want to put the shtar on the house, into the house, and say, ah, the house becomes his. If the house is his, then he gets the shtar. I had the house become his only because he got the shtar, he didn't get the shtar because the same catch 22. No. Gitiv yodi boin kachas. That's the Gemara says by us. But shtar shikru. The Gemara says gitiv yodi boin kachas. That the Eved gets his yad to get the shtar together with the shtikru itself. So why shouldn't that be Juve Kinyonim? Tells us because it's not such concept must. It's such a chiddish was nischadish in the Torah specifically, uniquely, to shtar shikru. That's a halachim you can name it. By Isha. Masha'en can buy a shtar hakno, which would be the classic shtar hakno, for a regular shtar hakno. He doesn't have a yad. He doesn't have a yad. He can't get it because if he doesn't have a yad, he can't get it. And he can't get it because he doesn't have a yad. So, well, then you wouldn't be able to give him a shtar kin. This is the gist of what the Ktzoyis says. The Ktzoyis basically says that hakno, kishra la'atzmoy, does not work on a shtar shikru. He has another piece. She says in Simarish Beis also, the din of a shtar shikhu is not a din in hakno. The way the Eved gets a shtar shikhu is a din of vinosam biyodo. Mr. Hashem will discuss this in the first few shum in the eighth parak, that the din of the kium of the gerushin is not in a hakno of the shtar get, but it's when he gives his wife, it is a vinosam biyodo. She doesn't necessarily have to be kind of the get, per se. She gets the get, no pun intended. She gets the shtar that creates the gerushin. So too the shtar, shichru, which is unique, because it's learned out of shtar get, out of an isho, in that sense, there doesn't have to be a kinyan. So really, you're not part of this catch 22 of avdoi gitav yadimon kachas, because you don't have to have that he has a yad l'kinyan to get the shtar shichru. All he needs is that there's a kinyan of v'nosam biyodoi, that there is, was put in his hand, and the middle that gives shus. And he becomes his kind himself. So this is the Ktzoyis' approach. That's why, in the sense of a shtar hakno, you wouldn't be able to be makna. The Imre Moshe is from the Gedolei Lomdish Svarim, of the Dor before the war, so Talmud Reb Chaim, and Imre Moshe in Simchov Gimel says that he disagrees with the Ktzoyis' premise that if mafka avdi yotze l'cheiris, that means that one could just get rid of, the Odin could just give the Eved himself in a momentizdika sense, hefker is a momentizdika kinyan, and thereby the Issa v'heta will fall into place. That's not true. He says, Shmuel specifically said mafka avdi yotze l'cheiris, the pshan that is dafke hefker. What's the pshan? Why should he be able to be mafka the Eved and thereby take with it the din Issa and he becomes a full yid? Mashenke in a shtar hakno. He says, chodok on the Ktzoyis' premise that a shtar hakno would accomplish the same thing that Hefker does. What's the chilek? He proves it. He says it has to be that the Isser and the moment don't automatically go together, because there's a machloikis tanoim, what would be the sugi at the end of the 8th parak chodok in Bava Kama, what is one of the ways of an Eved Knaini that he goes out l'cheirus is if the Odoin is mapel sheni ayin, if he hits him in one of the Rosh Eivorim, one of the Rosh Eivorim has to be amputated. He knocks out a tooth, he blinds him in an eye, he makes him lame in a leg. Any of the Chovdal Rosh Eivorim that he decapacitates, the halacha is that he's Yotzo B'Shem Vayim. That's what it's called in the Gemara. And still the Tanoim have a discussion. Bryce has a discussion between Tanoim. Does the Eved need, even though the din is that he's Meshukro, and that he, in Dine Momenes, he's coined himself, does he still need to get Shichur? So it's clear. He says that Tanoim already had this discussion, but it was postured by them, that there's no automatic, that the fact that the Dine Momenes goes away, the fact that the Eved now is coined himself, he's free in the sense that Dine Momenes takes with the Issu. There's no such clock. He says it's only true by Mafkir. Why should there be a difference between Mafkir and other forms? He says like this. He says that Hefker, by definition, is Mechai the step before the Odin being Magnetim. What's Hefker? The Odin says, I'm Mafkir. He says to the Eved, I'm Mafkir you. Is that a haknot to the Eved? What happens every time I'm Mafkir something? I take something out, something I don't want, and I throw it into the garbage. I'm Mafkir that, an old broken tricycle. Am I being Magnet to the person who will get it? No, of course not. What am I doing when I'm mafkir? I'm relinquishing my bailus. I'm selling my bailus. Do I give it to whoever will pick it up? It's non-owned, and whoever will pick it up will be koina. When the mafkir adi yotzal cheirus, the reason why that works is because as soon as he's mafkir the eved, he relinquishes his bas. That the adam can do. The adam can pull away that he's no longer affiliated with his eved. By definition, an eved that the adam pulled away from can then be koine himself. Why can he be koine himself? Because he is himself. Automatically, there's no adam there, so he is himself. If he's himself, so that takes with it the dine moment. But if there's a haknot to him, if the Odin is makna to him, himself, the Odin is makna to him, he does a haknot. Does that haknot transfer the shame avdus to the Eved that he now owns himself and included with that as dinim omnis? No. So the Meisha disagrees with the premise of the Ktois. He says that the halach of Shmuel is specifically related to mafkir havdi yotze lecherus. It's not related not to hapol hashem vayin. It's not related to shtah hakno. Meli has no need for the Teretz L'Ktzeis. He argues on the Teretz L'Ktzeis also. The Quran discussed different ways to get around it. What's the Tanya of the Ktzeis? The Ktzeis says that an Eved Kishalatzmi has no way of being koina the shtah hakno, because it doesn't have a yad. Gide v'yod boi ka'acha, the vehicle that was invented, that was created, Kiddush Adayu, specifically by shtah shichru. Doesn't work by shtah hakno. Others want a taina that Enochan Avi the Eved doesn't have a yad. Lamosha, let's say he wants to go on the street, he wants to be koina, he wants to buy something, he wants to be koina mitzir. That yad is the Odin's yad. But does he have a yad specifically where the Odin is giving him? That means if there's nothing there for the Odin, because Adrav, the Odin is giving him himself. Who says he doesn't have a yad? Is the chesaron of an Eved that he doesn't have a yad be'etzim, like a koton, like a shoite? Or no, His Eved Dikki Yad is Meshuvah at all times to the Adin. Whatever he's kind of, automatically he's Meshuvah to be kinded for the Adin. But over here, the Adin is giving him for himself. The Adin is giving over himself to the Eved. Ad Kama, that it's not antithetical to the Avdus, so then he does have a Yad. So the Ibn Moshe and others want to argue on the Ktesis Chiddush. Others want to say that the whole idea, similar to what we just said, Legabi de Kasha Liktois, is that only by Hefker do you have this vehicle that the Odoin is Mesalik himself, and then the Eved can be Koiner because then there's not, you don't have a Yad Raboy. That means an Eved Taka doesn't have a Yad. But an Eved doesn't have a Yad because there's an Odoin there. Berega that the Odoin is Mafkir himself, the Odoin relinquishes all his Mesalik hold on the Eved, so then he does have a Yad. So that's the discussion around why Shtar Shichur would work lafuke other kinyonim, and whether other kinyonim would work. This that Shmuel says mafke avdi yotzel lecheres. Again, Shmuel does say that to a certain extent the din momoin and the din isser v'heter of the eved are talis evezev, but he said it specifically in the context of hefker. In a way, Imre Moshe takes the chesaron of Gita V'yodei that the Eved doesn't have a yad to be kind of get, takes it one step further than the Ktzoi. The Ktzoi says that the problem with the Eved getting the shtar as a shtar, no, let's say a shtar shikha that was written shalai l'shmo. So the Ktzoi's gash was let it function at least as a shtar k'no. As Teretz is, he can't get the shtar k'no because you can't be kind of a shtar k'no without a yad to be kind of. So that's why we're discussing that maybe he could be koina. But the Ktzois' problem with the Eved getting a shtar kinyan, a shtar kno, is that he can't do a maisa kinyan on the shtar. The Rebbe says, let's take this a step further. Does an Eved have a reshus? What does it mean an Eved is koina himself from the Odin? Eved is koina himself from the Odin? Who's himself? How can he be koina himself? He doesn't have a schus to be koina. Not just he can't be koina the shtar, that'll facilitate in koin himself. The whole idea of being koin himself is a foreign concept. He doesn't have a reshus to be koin. The Mimajah says, if anything, it's a deeper problem than the Ktzoi says. So why does it work? Why does Shichur work? He says, because the Teru was Megala, that the same way by an Isha, there's no way she can be koin herself. She's koin to her Baal, that's a Isivetadikin. It's not a monetary definition, being married. Still, the Teru was Megala, that if she gets the get, she does become a gureshes. The Torah was megala that there's a process. Every Eved has a process called shikr. That shikr is giving the shtar shikr, not because the Eved is koine himself per se, but because when you do that act, that affects a shikhrut, the same way a get affects a gerushin. How does mafkir work again? The Mimashe goes with his understanding. Now what happens is the Odin is misalik himself. Once the Odin is misalik himself, there is no Odin, then the Eved becomes his own man. If the Eved becomes his own man, then he can be kind himself. But if there is an existing Odin, if he wasn't misalik himself, does the Eved have an ability? Is he defined as somebody that has his own reshus? Can he be kind himself? No. Shichur is a chiddush ha'tayru. The shichur works. This L'chayr brings up, the Mimash himself points this out, brings up a major conceptual problem. We have in the Gemara by us, Daf Lamites, Daf Mem Aleph, that the same way an Eved can be kind himself with the Shtachur, he gets a Shtachur from the Odoin, he goes Yotze L'chayrus, so too, if his Kesef is paid, what the Torah calls Kesef Pidyon, the Gemara learns this out from Zer Shav and Behofte, Lo, that he's learnt out, all his dinim are learnt out from a Omo Ivrio. Omo Ivrio goes out from her master by having Kesef given on her behalf, either she or somebody else. Her father can give Kesef on her behalf. That Kesef is Moitzi her against the Rotz and the other does not want to give up Omo Ivrio. There's a din that Nesina's Kesef frees her. It's paid to her. So too by an Eved, if Kesef is given on behalf of them, he doesn't have his own Kesef. Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi, he doesn't have a schus to be kind his own kesef. Somebody else decides that he wants this fellow freed. He gives money on his behalf. He's pointed, so to speak, the Eved. The halacha is the Eved is Yotze L'cheres. Says the Emir Moshe, Bishlam Eshtar Shichur. I understand. Eshtar Shichur is a chiddush ha'tayru like by a get. But kesef is regular buying sell. It's regular give and take of business. If we say that conceptually the Eved doesn't have a yad to be kind himself, how can he buy himself? True, the money wasn't given by him, the money was given by somebody else. But the point of somebody else giving the money, and by the way, in parentheses, Mi'etz Hashem will have a Gemara in Kiddush Navov that learns out from the fact that Reuven can give money for an Eved Kenani, and the Eved Kenani will be kind to himself with Reuven's mice and his kesef, the same is true by Kenyan. If I give money on somebody else's behalf, that means I want somebody to own a house. I go to somebody who's selling, and I give him money, I can affect, the person who gets the house doesn't have to make his own nice opinion. My giving of the money can be koine, can make the makna, the moicher, the seller, give the house, and the person who I want to be the recipient of the house will be koine without needing a nice opinion. That's as an aside. Somebody else comes and gives money for the Eved Kenani, but the Eved Kenani is koine himself. I thought there's no concept of an Eved Kenani being koine himself. Only by Hefker where the Odin is misalik and there is no Eved. Sorry, there's no Odin, therefore the Eved can be koine himself. Says the Mimashe, or alternatively, because the Chiddush HaKrov Shichur. But Kesef is a regular buy and take. Says the Imre Moshe, you have to say that Kesef's a Chiddush, that Kesef in this case is not regular give and take. The raya is that the kesef can be given bal korkoi of the odoin. It's a Torah, it's a chiddush ha-Torah, that the same way there's something called ma'aser shichur, there's something called a ma'aser pinyon. It does not work in the regular concept of buy and sell, of haskamas ha-moich, haskamas ha-lekach. It works, the Torah was mechadish, that Eved could be nifte be-kesef, the same way an Omer Ivriya could be nifte be-kesef, the same way shichur works despite the fact that the Eved be'etzem doesn't have a reshus to be kind himself, the same is true by kesef. Take this a step further. Ibn Moshe brings up that this is Machlokes Rishonim, the Rambam, the Ravid. The Ravid implies in Hilchos Avodim, we would infer from the Rambam that the Rambam does not agree with the Ravid, but the Ravid holds that if the Eved, if the other is willing to be Meshach with the Eved, and he does this with a Kinyan Suder, he makes with the Eved a Kinyan Suder, which is Chalipin, Kinyan where the Odoin picks up a Kli of the Eved, or he does it with somebody else. Somebody else does it on his behalf. The same way that somebody else could give money, that somebody else could do an exchange, so to speak, symbolic exchange of Kinyan Chalipin. Now Kinyan Chalipin is certainly not a Torah form of Shikur Pidyon. It's not more than a Ma'aser Kinyan. There's no separate puzzle. It's just that he's real estate. Neved is real estate. He's Kekarka. So he can be Koinim B'Chalipin. In that context, it certainly tells us that he has a Rishus to be Koinim himself. You don't need a special process of shikr of the sinas kesef. This Ravid would seem not to agree with the Imam Moshe, this approach. You would have to go to Ktois, the Betzmin, as Nevi Yad, but there's Gitviyad and Boykan, that type of thing. The Imam Moshe himself points out that L'chari, the Ram of the Ravid would be this type of raid. One thing we'll point out is that L'chari would seem that the Ravid does not agree with the Imam Moshe's way of looking at things. The Rambam says the Chalipin doesn't work. We could say that it's a Chalipin Dikamach like this, or we could say that he has this conceptual problem that we're dealing with. That there's a regular Maisak. No, the Eved doesn't have a Yad to be kind himself. One thing that opens up our eyes is that there's a third Shita. The Tur in Yeriday, the Halachos of Avodim, in Reish Tamazayim, brings down a Shita to Ramah, where the Ramah says that the Eved can be koina himself. If somebody gives a Chalipin to the Odin in order for the Odin to agree to give over the Eved becomes his own man as far as Dini Momin is, but he still needs a get Shechrur. What would this tell us? This would tell us the basic premise before we started the Sugya, that the Din Momin and the Din Isra are not told as Zemazah. Now, this could be based on because we disagree with Shmuel. Maybe we hold that the Momin and the Isra are separate. But if we want to say this differently, what we would say is that the Hakno of an Eved, Taka does not take with it the Din of the Isra, a Shtar Shichur, Kesef would take with it, and even Kesef, maybe he does need a Shtar Shichur afterwards. But in any case, this would tell us that the idea over here is the Chalipin, which is a regular Maaser Kinyan, could that function also to bring the Issa Hetter with it or not? That seems to be the Machlokes, and it's really talu in which Shita we go with as far as the Etzem Machlokes of Mafgav the Yotzel Lecheres.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.